Previously on Vultures.
Good day. Dan McGrain here. Dick. We, the detectives of Vulture Private Investigations, were dismayed to discover that someone had paid the snitch Jack Street to sabotage our invites to the Detective Union of Ireland annual general meeting. But why? And for what reason? The intrigue continues, dear listener, as we bring to you Episode 2, The Case of the Stolen Invites. VPI have long been the black sheep of the Irish detective industry. Myself and James Vulture set up Vulture Private Investigations when we were but two scamps fresh out of Detective College in Maynooth. From the get-go, the Detective Union of Ireland thought of us as renegades, mavericks, incompetent.
Maybe they didn't invite us because of that time we went to the DUI Christmas party and got drunk on sherry, except it wasn't their Christmas party, it was the funeral of the treasurer and we just drank loads of sherry and accidentally knocked a coffin over.
Is that an actual thing that happened?
Look, it was the Celtic Tiger years, Tennyson.
The new president is Deirdre Dupin, a hugely intimidating woman by woman standards, and a big cheese in the Northern Irish detective scene for many a year.
She located a lot of dead bodies up north.
I bet she did.
She's also the ex-wife of myself and James's old mentor, Basil McGuire. Perhaps she's taking it out on us. You know, women, so bitter and vengeful.
McGrain, I would knock you out right now if it didn't prove your point. Alright, according to the Facebook event page for the AGM, Basil McGuire switched from maybe to attendant.
Basil is the most successful detective Ireland has ever seen, okay? There's no chance he wouldn't be there. It'd be like Eurovision without Johnny Logan. Unfathomable.
Look, we actually were invited. Our invites were just stolen. Janine, you got the invites back from Jack, yeah?
Not on both the envelope left, lad.
Oh. Come in!
And in walked the compact but angry frame of our local litter warden, Ned Savage. He held his prized litter picker, Roisin, and surveyed us as he smoked a cigar and stroked his tash and goatee combination. Savage considered himself a detective in his own right. A detective of litter.
Vulture Private Investigations. I was hoping I wouldn't have to darken your door with a littering fine again.
A littering fine? For what?
Litter. I found these envelopes blowing around our city streets, like orphan children who'd been left to blow around our city streets.
How would the wind be able to blow orphan children around city streets?
With them malnourished, they'd easily blow in the wind.
Would they though, Ned? I mean, you'd need quite a gust to blow...
Enough about the wind, McGrain. I want this fine paid.
Ned, it was Jack Street's fault.
You've all been saying that since 2007. Enough! I'm going to the DUI AGM too, but you don't see me littering about it.
Why are you going to the AGM? You're not a detective.
I am a detective of litter. I literally find the litterers who have been littering our streets and I use their litter as both clues and evidence to litter their asses with a fine.
We are literally sorry, Ned.
And anyway, I'm there to argue for detective equality as representative of the LWUI.
The what now?
The Litter Wardens Union of Ireland, or the LWUI. Now, you pay that fine before I bring my vengeance upon all of you punks. See you at the AGM.
Oh, I will sock whip that money from street if I have to.
Sock whip?
Yeah, you know when you put hard things in your sock and beat a lad. Right, pack your bags.
And so it was that the four detectives of Vulture Private Investigations hit the road to Asteria Lodge for the Detective Union of Ireland AGM.
There was something in the air that night. The stars were bright. Fernando.
Cursed Fernando. A man can't even provide narration in peace these days. Anyway, a jolly little road trip was underway, ice creams and all. I was mid-wibbly-wobbly wonder when my mobile telephone rang. A private number, the most mysterious of all the numbers.
Daniel McGrain is speaking.
Couldn't take the hint, Vulture, no? Wait, put me on speakerphone. Couldn't take the hint, Vulture, no? There's a bomb under your car. If you stop the car, the bomb goes off. That's essentially it. Hope you enjoy dying.
Who was that? I'll be honest with you, lads. I've been avoiding the NCT for a long time. Maybe they finally snapped.
Listen. Definitely sounds like a bomb.
Oh my God, we're going to die!
Someone needed to save us. Someone with enough technical know-how who was small enough to get under the car, as it's likely that that's where the bomb's wiring was.
Wait! I'm small enough to get under the car, and it's likely that's where the bomb's wiring is.
Well, do it, Tennyson!
Hurry, Tennyson, I'll hold your ice cream cone.
Tennyson handed James his ice cream cone as he began clambering out the car window. Can Tennyson save us in time? Wait, we're out of time. I'll cliffhang you there and just make sure you come back for our impending yarn.
To be continued in the next episode of Vultures!
This programme is funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.